Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Henry Nyman Show. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2016. It has, again, been a very busy time for Zika lately. Joining us now is our expert, Dr. Henry Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back to the program.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. It's good to be back. And thought we'd start off the week early because, as you said, there has been quite a bit of activity. Last discussion, I didn't really get into the significance or the relative concerns over the more recent outbreak in Miami Beach versus the earlier outbreak in Wynwood. Just to recall, last week, the Florida Department of Health announced that they did have a new cluster that was due to Zika transmitting by mosquitoes, and it was in Miami Beach, and it involved five people. And of those five people, three were tourists. One was from New Taipei City in Taiwan. Another was from El Paso, Texas, and the third was from New York. All three of these people had visited South Florida on vacation or on business. And there's not that much known about the New York case, but both the New Taipei case and the El Paso case both developed symptoms, I believe, on the first day that they returned back to Taiwan or Texas. And that indicated that they had been infected wherever they were returning from. And it turns out both of them were returning from Miami Beach and apparently from South Beach, fairly close to each other. And the New York case, I assume, had a similar scenario. In addition to these three tourists, two local residents were also confirmed. So the total was five for this outbreak. And today there weren't any new ones added, but there was an adjustment in the number of local cases. Friday it was reported as 36, today it's up to 37. I suspect this was related to how many cases were coming in and how they were being classified. But the official press release today had no new local cases, but the actual tally is now 37 instead of 36. This outbreak has the potential to be much more serious than the Wynwood, mostly because of tourists, and that is how it started out. I mean, for the Wynwood outbreak, the two index cases were both infected at their workplace. The two workplaces were very close to each other in Wynwood, which established the cluster. And most of the cases that have been reported for Wynwood involve employees of these two locations. There's another location has at least three employees that have been confirmed, and some local residents were tested, and they were also positive. There were five asymptomatic local cases. So the number of cases that have been identified in Wynwood is up to 23, so it's higher than the five. But the 23 was identified over time and involved some active investigations. And I wanted to go through the difference between the active and the passive types of discovery as far as local cases are concerned. For the passive version, is simply a resident develops symptoms and one way or another convinces the doctor to either run a test or order a test. And then when their test comes back positive, the Department of Health is made aware of this positive case. And so those are simply you know, a variety of people actually involved in the testing procedure, at least the sample collection procedure. And they just come into the Department of Health. And if they happen to get two cases that come in that are local and are very close to each other, as happened with Wynwood, then they realize they have a cluster. And that's a problem. The cluster is an indication that these people were infected by local mosquitoes. They didn't have a travel history, and their proximity to each other indicates that they could pinpoint where the mosquitoes were. Now, those two cases are different than the first two cases, the first two local cases. For the first two local cases, they were in two different counties, no contact with each other. But then the active investigation, which was to look at contacts and neighbors of these two cases, was conducted to find out exactly where they were infected and whether there were other people. And those two investigations came up with negatives. There were 54 tested for one and 70 tested for the other. So that's an example of an active investigation to try to determine where the mosquitoes were that were infecting these two local cases. Now, when it turns out negative, like these first two did, that could either mean that this is a one-off type of a situation where they got infected by a mosquito who basically was infected probably by another person that was infected. But if there's only one case, you know, there's two explanations. Explanation number one is that it's a, the mosquitoes really didn't infect many other people, or at least not those with symptoms. And it kind of dead-ended, and there aren't going to be a whole lot of cases from that incident. The other possibility, of course, is that the person was infected somewhere other than their residence, and that other location was not actively tested. People that would have been contacts weren't tested. And there very well may be ongoing transmission linked to those cases, but without testing the right people, you really won't find out about that transmission until other people start coming down with symptoms and subsequently get tested. And so it should be noted that the first cluster in Wynwood actually started in early June. And so it was ongoing for 2 months, at least in that one area involving employees of the index case, prior to detection. So that's a red flag that the passive surveillance may not be that efficient, especially at the beginning, when it's very hard for people to get tested if they haven't been traveling to a country where there's transmission. Now that there's transmission in Florida, or at least southern Florida, then it is easier to get tested. Now, in the case of the second outbreak, again, it was probably easier for the person to get tested because they were from Florida, and there had been, reports of local transmission. On the other hand, definitely the case in Texas, as well as the case in Taiwan, were not tested, at least initially, by Florida. They were affected in Florida, but they were actually tested locally when they returned. And so, as I said, the fact that they came from Florida and there was local transmission and they were symptomatic, it facilitated that testing. And health departments are more likely to aggressively test somebody coming into their state or their country because they want to identify that person and quickly isolate that person and make sure that person doesn't get bit by a local mosquito and get the virus established locally. And so this particular cluster was, the details haven't really come out as far as the sequence of events. As far as reporting in the media, the Texas case was reported first, and then a day or two later, the Taiwan case was reported. Both gave departments of health gave fairly specific information. The one in Taiwan actually had two other people that did travel with the infected person who was actually in Miami on a business trip. And they both got infected towards the end of July and beginning of August. So that highlights the delay, that there's, a couple-week delay between the time the people start showing symptoms and then go to the doctor and then get tested and then get test results and then report that to the health department and then get it publicized so the general public really finds out about these things 2 or 3 weeks after the fact. But the fact that the cluster in Miami Beach involved 5 people, and it sounds like the only thing these 5 people had in common was, Miami Beach or South Beach. And 3 of them, are from outside of the area. And it's not clear that even the 2 local cases are interacting with each other, and they just all happen to be in the same place where the virus is transmitting. And so the reason there's concern is that the Miami Beach outbreak did involve 5 people, and it's likely to get significantly larger because there are probably many tourists that were affected and now realize when they're starting to show symptoms that they should be tested because they probably did get infected, and it would be relatively easy to convince their doctor or local health department to test them. But there is a lag, so it's likely that there will be a series of tourists that are positive, but they may not really be made public for at least a couple of weeks because that's how long it takes to run through the whole process. But what's of concern is how much active investigation is going on in Florida on the other local cases. There have been several other. The first two, they basically did not get positives, and they closed those cases. But the subsequent cases, there are quite a few of them. There are something like 6 or 7 in Miami-Dade and 1 in Palm Beach County. And the Department of Health is reporting on these new investigations, and they actually have a separate page now for those, and they give the results as far as how many samples were collected and how many were positive, how many were negative, and how many were pending. And unfortunately, those numbers are very low. So these local cases that are not considered active transmission because a second case has not been linked to the first case. So even though the first case is local without a travel history and almost certainly was infected by a mosquito, without a second case, A, they don't really know where that infection happened. And B, they don't classify them as being active transmission because some of them can dead end like the first and second case, or at least appear to dead end. And those had a modest number of samples that were tested. the number tested in the other outbreak, some of them are zero. In fact, some of them have zero samples collected. And Miami is probably fairly busy because they are getting an increasing number of travel-related cases. And they have these ongoing cases that they're trying to track down contacts because they have, you know, at least two cases where there's definitely ongoing transmission. And but unfortunately, it looks like they're spending a lot of time trying to clear areas in the Wynwood outbreak. And that was one of the more recent announcements that a third area was cleared. Now, these areas that are cleared are very, very small. The first was 10 blocks. The second one, I think, was 3 or 4 blocks. The third one was, I think, 2 blocks. And they're on the map, and they're all at the periphery of, they're at the boundary of the restrictive, the transmission zone. And it appears that, you know, a lot of resources are going into clearing relatively small areas, relatively far from the epicenter. And it's not clear how much activity is going on much closer to the epicenter to try to find out exactly how much activity there is and how well that activity is being reduced by the various aerial spraying or backpack spraying or larvicide dumping or whatever control mosquito control measures are in place. And so it's a little bit of a concern because there seems to be more effort on saying where there isn't the virus than where there is the virus. In particular, these cases that are local and there's really virtually no data, either zero samples collected or only 1 or 2 samples tested. And it's not really clear how many outbreaks there are in Miami-Dade. As a result, when the CDC issued their warning and they had an Associated Press conference, they said, you know, pregnant women shouldn't go into these transmission zones in Wynwood and in Miami Beach. But then I also noted that there were several local cases, and there is a lag time, and therefore pregnant women should consider avoiding the entire county of Miami-Dade. Now, the reason this is a concern is so far the only local transmission in the United States has been in Florida, and the only, quote, active transmission have been these two clusters. There may very well be more active transmission, but without sample collection and testing, you know, the only way it's going to become obvious is through, you know, more passive testing where somebody in the area independently goes to the doctor and the doctor basically does the test or sends in the sample and the positive turns out to be have some, you know, temporal relationship with a geographical relationship with one of the earlier cases, and it'll, you know, be clear that there's ongoing transmission there also. Now, that type of surveillance is not very efficient, as was seen by the first outbreak, which was going on for at least 2 months before it was tested. And that raises concern that there are many additional local transmission, not only in Miami-Dade, but potentially in other counties throughout Florida. And the same is likely true with other locations. Highest on the list would be those that had the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which would be the states that border the Gulf of Mexico. And at this time of year, it's active mosquito season. So what I really want to do tonight was to bring up the fact that the situation in Florida is probably significantly worse than what's been reported, because what's been reported are those that test positive. And in many of these instances, samples are not being collected. In a few cases, the samples are collected, but they still haven't been tested. And there's been a significant delay. Whether that delay is in collection and testing, or whether part of that delay is just updating the website, I tend to think it's the former, because they did update the website today to consolidate several of these investigations, since they are all, you know, in Miami Beach and happen to be the happened to be a cluster, so they were able to reduce three investigations down to one, because they're all part of the same cluster. And so that was really the word of warning that I wanted to take. I think we might change the format a little bit with more frequent and shorter updates, because I do expect there to be a fair amount of breaking news, both in Florida and not too distant future other locations in the U.S. And I expect things to be quite dynamic in the next several days or several weeks.
Yeah, so things are certainly going to be picking up here in Florida in the next few weeks, the months ahead. So thank you for the information, Dr. Nyman, as always. And for listeners, as always, go to our website at recombinomics.co for all the very latest Zika news information. And everyone have a good day.
Okay.